Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. What a fantastic program we have in store for you today. We travel to Belfield, North Dakota to find out why the Davis Refinery is now being considered the benchmark, the absolute new standard for the industry when we're talking about emissions. CEO William Prentice of the Meridian Group talks to us about that. Plus, Curtis Shuck, president of the Red River Oilfield Services out of Williston, North Dakota, gives an update on how their company's doing and the oil field in general. Plus, Derek Broughton with Baumstark Broughton Law Partners discusses landowners, pipelines, and eminent domain. Plus, Art Berman, petroleum geologist, and much, much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. It's covered in blood 'cause you've been up all night. The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. In our next segment, we talk with Curtis Shuck, president for Red River Oilfield Services.
In the city of Williston itself, and so we're, like I said, we're very fortunate that we're here. But I would tell you that you know, we've had to make some significant price concessions, as has everyone, to stay in the business. And you know, and I think that's indicative of those survivors, if you would, that are still here doing it, is that we've worked really hard together to, you know, to manage costs and to, you know, sort of have this open book approach of how we're going to develop our pricing. But we've also done that with the intent that as price recovers, that, you know, for instance, several of our customers and ourselves have landed on indices that will allow us to adjust price as, for instance, WTI prices increase. You know, we feel that it's fair that, you know, as we kind of manage our way, you know, through this struggling time on the price side, that we also talk about the upside potential and how do we deal with that when it comes. And so I think that's a pretty fair assessment of those people who are still in business today here in the Williston Basin. And, you know, one of the things that I get a little kick out of and also a little bit worked up over is the fact that the mainstream media will paint Williston as being a bust town. And, you know, the fact that the economy is flat and, you know, all I would say is that all you need to do is drive to Williston or fly into Williston and come visit me at my office and tell me if you think that that's really true. You know, we're actually adding rigs right now. The number of drilled but uncompleted wells is still significant. We're seeing, you know, quite a bit of activity. You know, we're far from out of the game. I think it's just learning to be more efficient right now in this time period and really relying on those partners. So,
Curtis Shuck, Red River Oil Field Services. Do you guys only do oil and gas related transport, or do you guys do agriculture and other things too?
Well, I would tell you is we've been being creative through the downturn. We've ventured into other sectors. We were fortunate enough this year to do two renewable energy wind energy projects. The first, actually, in northwestern North Dakota, a project up in near Tioga. You know, we looked at that as an opportunity to diversify our business. I mean, some of that came, you know, from having those port relationships. But I would tell you, it was a great opportunity for this community and for our company to venture into again, in some of these other sectors. I think one of the takeaways, Jason, was the fact of how co-reliant those two industries really are on one another. In fact, had it not been for the oil and gas development in northwestern North Dakota, the wind energy projects would not have been possible just because the infrastructure was not in place. And so, you know, one of the nice things that's happening right now out there is that oil and gas is really delivering that backbone infrastructure. We are working on several agricultural product opportunities right now. And I would tell you again, that is just core business for this region. And, you know, Stony Creek Rail Yard here in Williston is really, you know, we view it as not just an oil and gas distribution center, but we see it really as Williston's gateway to global commerce. And so we've been working really hard with the city, with the Economic Development Corporation in the Williston Basin here, and with other local businesses to, you know, really see how we can develop that advantage for transportation into and out of the Williston Basin. So yeah, the long-winded answer to your question is absolutely, we're our heart and our roots are in oil and gas, but I would tell you that we're expanding into every sector right now.
To listen to the full-length interview with Curtis Shuck, president of Red River Oilfield Services, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Now you're setting your piano in your purple party dress. Everyone who's ever met you knows exactly what's next.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Watch it shine so bright.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Now, many of you are familiar with like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.